The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Carica's Zambia chief, Father Gabriel Makolanga, urges political parties to accept the outcome of the 2026 general election. CRII 2025 reports proposals for the adoption and implementation of a robust national inequality reduction plan to bridge social economic disparity. In international news, South Africa's president renews calls for Palestinian statehood. And in sports news, Zambia under 20 women aim to steal World Cup qualifier at home. Up front and in other news every day, my name is Sui Ranjimulenga. A Norwegian Church Aid and Dan Church Aid 2025 country report on commitment to reducing inequality index, CRII, has revealed that the extreme inequality continues to undermine development and poverty reduction in Zambia, and that government remains way off track to meet its own goals entrenched in the 8th National Development Plan to reduce inequality. The report warns that rising debt, escalating climate crisis, and soaring high cost of living may threaten to worsen further the equality disparities in the coming years. It has therefore stressed for the urgent need for an action to reverse this trend, proposing that the country must adopt and implement a robust national inequality reduction plan, underpinned by realistic and time-bound targets. It adds that this should include increased investments in universal public services, strengthened enforcement of progressive tax policies, and enhanced protections and maximum wages for workers. In another development, Caritas Zambia Executive Director Father Gabriel Makolanga says the 2026 general election will be crucial and that political players must begin now to prepare to accept the outcome of next year's polls. Speaking to Power FM News in Lusaka, Father Makolanga underscored the significance of the 2026 general election and hence calling for the immediate preparation of the voters through enhanced and deliberate civic education programs. He said Caritas Zambia is looking forward to a peaceful general election next year, as it will guarantee Zambians' tolerance to accept the outcome. Meanwhile, he has challenged Zambians to take next year's polls serious to avoid complaining over the results. Father Makolanga has also disclosed that his organization, Caritas Zambia, has secured some funds to be used for its governance advocacy role ahead of the 2026 general elections.
First of all, 2026 is crucial. Every time that we have general elections, then we know that that year is crucial. We have almost like 11 months before the elections, and this is the time to prepare the people for this election. This is the time to appeal to people, to tell them that the elections should not be like war. This is the time to come together and to accept the results of the election. Caritas Zambia is preparing itself, of course. We are on the ground, and you know Caritas and the CCMG are together. Caritas actually hosts CCMG, is like the secretariat of CCMG. We are already preparing ourselves. We have secured some funding that should allow us to do that. We also need more funding so that we do more than we can do.
In another development, the Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, AIPAC, has urged the Ministry of Mines and the Ministry of Home Affairs to work closely with security agencies in arresting and prosecuting foreigners engaged in illegal mining, stressing that firm enforcement is necessary to protect Zambia's natural resources and maintain stability. AIPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma warned that illegal mining not only undermines governance but also fuels tax evasion, depriving government of essential revenue required for development. He has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for his ongoing efforts to tackle illegal mining, noting that maintaining law and order is key to sustaining peace and stability in the country. According to Mr. Ngoma, taking a firm stance against illegal mining and land allocation will help safeguard the country's resources and ensure that development benefits all citizens. In the meantime, Mr. Ngoma has called on the Coppabelle Provincial Minister to urgently address cases of illegal land allocation in Kitwe District, where some council officials and suspected cadres have reportedly been invading farms and allocating titled land unlawfully.
As actually useful for Police Analysis Center effort, we would like to commend the President Hata Indehitrema's effort to combat illegal mining activities in Gambia. We believe that maintaining law and order is crucial to ensuring the country's continuity, enjoyed peace and stability for 7 years. Additionally, youth interested in mining should follow proper procedures, uphold the law, and protecting national resources will only ensure sustainable development and maintain stability. Furthermore, IFAS emphasizes that illegal mining not only undermines the rule of law, but also promotes culture of tax invasion, which deprives the government of the much-needed levy for development. We cannot develop without collecting tax in the mines, and it is essential that the government takes the illegal mining activities. As the country approaches next year's general election, IFAT appeals to President Hata Indehitrema not to relent in his efforts to maintain order and stability by not entertaining illegal mining activities and illegal land allocation in the country.
In another development, United Party for National Development, UPND Alliance, Secretary to the Council President Ezra Ngolube has attributed the collapse of the United Kwata Alliance, UKA, to the absence of clear goals and a guiding manifesto. Mr. Ngolube, the disowned interim president of the National Restoration Party, NALEP, alleged that UKA concentrated on highlighting the perceived failures of the UPND-led government without providing alternative solutions. He explained that while the alliance attempted to point out the sectors where it believed government had underperformed, its failure to offer checks and balances weakened its credibility. Mr. Ngulube said as long as an alliance is driven by hatred, it is bound to fail, adding that UKA had re-entered the political scene with much quickly lost steam as members began resigning within months. He further emphasized that the lack of a manifesto, coupled with hostility towards the ruling party and other political groupings, ultimately led to the downfall of the alliance. Mr. Ngulube advised existing and future alliances to first define their purpose and set clear objectives, stressing that such clarity is key to political growth and survival.
I was approached by a very senior member of UKA by them to say, can you leave the UPND alliance and come and join us? You understand what I mean? It was just a one-on-one meeting. It took about almost 2 to 3 hours. We were just trying to engage. And one of the significant points that I brought out was the fact that, you know what I'm saying, what is the message that you have? That is one of the questions I asked. What is the message that you have? I was told, and this just pushed me down. I was told, no, at the moment you don't have any clever signal. Okay, fine. What is the most exercise? In agriculture. What plan do you have for agriculture? You know, we're still trying to put the clothes together and so on and so forth. So let me tell you something. As long as hatred is something that is going to bind you together, this alliance is not going to last. And I can assure you it never took me so long. Few days down the line, few months down the line, we saw a lot of people resigning from that alliance.
In international news, Morocco is rolling out a streamlined electronic travel authorization, Authorization Electronique de Voyage au Maroc, or AEVM, for citizens of select African nations in anticipation of the 35th Africa Cup of Nations, Cannes, from December 21, 2025 to January 18, 2026. The policy aims to ease entry for fans crossing borders to support their teams during the tournament. The measure applies to nationals from Algeria, Burkina Faso, Cape Verde, Gabon, Niger, Senegal, Togo and Tunisia, all of which are visa exempt for Morocco under ordinary circumstances. The measure applies to to access this travel, I beg your pardon, authorization, eligible travelers must apply online through the Yala app beginning 25th September 2025. The service will also integrate related fund services, including issuance of a fund ID required to access stadiums and fan zones. Certain groups are exempted from this authorization demand: holders of diplomatic, service, special or official passports.